All right. Hello.
And Matt Bradshaw.
That's pretty good.
Thanks. What do you mean that was pretty good?
Your hello was quite bright and bubbly.
I'm happy.
Yeah. You got a headache.
Do you have a bit of a headache?
Why have you got a headache, Dom?
May have been out in Perth late.
Out in Perth late?
Yes.
It wasn't that late.
It was for, well, not in Perth time. But, you know, given given I'd had, you know, a total of 4 hours sleep and 400 beers.
And 2 Long Island iced teas.
I have 2.
Didn't we have 2?
I don't know. No idea. But,
I know Steve had 2.
Okay. Well, at least
he was 14 beers behind us.
At least I was able to convince him not to give me any Coca-Cola.
It's good.
How's that?
Yeah, it's perfect.
You sound like the guy from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, the wardrobe guy. Yes, that's exactly who I was thinking of. Name? Harvey Fierstein? No, what's his name?
No, that's the guy that works in your...
No, it's not. No.
What?
What's his name?
I don't know. Finkelstein.
No.
Heibelstein. Hunkelstein. I don't know.
Hunkelstein?
Rumpelstiltskin. I'm just making up Steins. Why is it Steen, not Stein? Are they spelled differently, Stein and Steen?
No, okay. That's why it's Frankenstein.
Because I would have thought...
Not Frankenstein.
Steen is like Springsteen, because it's double E.
Yeah, but I think it's his real name.
No.
No, I think he's a Stein.
No.
That changed his spelling.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
I don't know if that's true.
I have the... my friend James is good enough to give me his book for my birthday last year, but I haven't been good enough to read it. Not James'
Apparently
book.
Apparently it's fantastic.
Not James' book, the Bruce.
Yes.
Born to Run.
He'll tell you all about his Jewish heritage there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's got one.
Where are we, Matt?
We are at Studio Steve. I don't know if that's what he calls it, but that's where we are. We're in the lovely Steve Simmons's place.
It's a lot of S.
Yeah.
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 In Trigg.
Trigg. 2 G's.
Isn't it funny when you go to another... part of the country that you live in, mm-hmm. and all of the names of places are so different.
So weird.
To the type of names from where you're from.
Sure.
Even though it's the same country. And I think, like...
Except that they told me today that one of the places you want to avoid here is Armidale. So they're not all different.
There's Armidale... Oh, because we have an Armidale in all. There's an Armidale in Melbourne. Is there an Armidale
there in... There is in New South Wales also.
Yeah. Where's Annandale?
Annandale?
Yeah.
I think that's where Chip is.
Nice.
That's Chip really good.
Annandale. Yeah. Is he naked all the time?
Except for a bow tie. Made out of acorns.
After you. Oh, after you. After you. Oh, funny. So we are here because I think the story goes somewhere along the lines of Steve was over in Melbourne a few weeks ago. And he was at our gig and kind of lamenting that none of his muso friends would ever come and see him ever again in Perth.
Oh, was that at the kind of gathering that we organised?
Yeah, yeah.
At our gig, or that he organised? That
he organised at our gig. And Matt and I said, hey, we'll come. And he went, yeah, cool. And I said, we said, when? And he said, ah, whenever. And so a couple of days later, Jetstair?
Yeah, Jetstair.
Jetstair had...
Yeah, we don't want any more beers. Beers.
Jetstar had super dumb cheap flights, and so we went, oh, we've booked a weekend to come and see you. It's muso weekend, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
So he said, great.
And he's been a remarkable host.
He's been a great host. He's not here right now, though.
Not to mention beer again, but he made sure there was hot and cold running. No, not hot. Just cold running beer. It's cold running beer. Running beer. Lot Hiawatha. Right. That's a song, isn't it?
That's, what's her face that you like?
Pocahontas?
No.
Stephanie Rice?
No. I realise saying it's what's her face that you like could be a long list of people. But Kesha.
Running Bear?
Don't That song that she has, which you just sang.
No, I was singing Running Bear.
Ah, well, you just sang something that sounded like that Kesha song as well.
True.
Yes.
Okay, that's nice.
Not instead of.
I like her. I like Kesha.
Yeah,
she's good. Did I tell you about the time I saw her in the UK?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to tell them?
I saw Kesha in the UK. I saw her at the O2 Arena. I saw her at Brixton Academy, which...
It's not the same thing, is it?
There's lots of O2s now.
And
Brixton Academy is now an O2 venue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but Brixton Academy for the mid-90s type folk that listen to us, mid-90s, early 90s, whatever. Faith No More.
The live video there. There's lots of good live records from the Brixton.
Iconic venue. Anyway, I saw Kesha there, and I had to throw teenagers out of my way in order to get down to the front of the stage.
Did you manhandle people?
I did some shoving.
Did you womanhandle anyone?
I did some shoving to get to...
Do women manhandle people?
Yes, they do.
Does it call manhandling if it's...
Yeah.
Is it not just person handling these days?
No, it's not. Unless you're Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I like him.
Really?
Yeah. He's likeable.
Too good looking.
Just too PC.
Too PC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too friendly. Anyway.
He's Canadian. Dude, they're all friendly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, yeah. Something about him.
Oh. Do you think... What if he's got like a dark secret? What if he's actually... What if he's... Damien Omen.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, it's probably not, but it could be. We've all got dark secrets.
Yeah, not all of us are the devil, though.
Well.
You heard it here first. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada. is the devil.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was National Inquiring.
Nice. Yeah. You heard it first. It's not an actual assertion. Are you actually... You're going on the record.
Yep.
As the journalist that you are.
Yep.
Great.
Journalist that I am. At least I'd be able to spell properly. Oh, news.com.au.
Oh, well, you know.
What? What do I know?
I
know they don't know how to use the correct spelling of the word break in almost any article. They did it again today.
Did they?
But it was in a tragic story, so I didn't make mention of it.
Was it? It wasn't just a pun. They were like breaking news and about a car accident. So,
Do you know what gets me? Sneak peek. So many people. Spell sneak and peek. EA, both words. Sneak peek. Here's a sneak peek at our new mountain range.
Exactly. A sneak peek. Be like, oh my God, I didn't know there was a hill there.
I know.
Yeah.
I went for breakfast a couple of days ago in Melbourne. International Men of Mystery. Well, it's not a mystery. We're in Trigg in Western Australia. But...
And national.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, intra-national, sorry.
Intra. Yeah. Intranational. Yeah. Men of not mystery. Justin Trudeau. Devil. So, their soup of the day was mushroom and leek. Yep.
As in...
L-E-A-K.
Fucking water coming out of this soup.
See, now, that's when as I was leaving, I said, look, I don't want to... I mean, I am going to be that guy. On your specials board, leaks, not spelled properly. And he said, do you mean like water coming through the ceiling? And I said, yes. My first thought, he's right. It was incorrect and that's how it was spelled. But my first thought was wee. It felt like mushroom and wee soup to me. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean.
I'm the sort of guy that if I was going to take a leak, well, I'm vegetarian. So I'd probably just actually.
take a leak. If you're going to take a leak, you'd be stealing from a Welsh soup kitchen.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And as long as they had potatoes as well, happy days.
Potatoes are good.
Potatoes.
I had some potato chips today. I figured if I was going to be unhealthy for 24 hours, I might as well go hard.
Oh,
and they were good.
I got Spud Lights the other day.
What are they?
25% less
potato
carbohydrates.
They make carbohydrate-less potatoes.
25% less.
Right. Well, what do they do?
They're genetically modified.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, that's not what I mean.
They're not cooked in beer?
Not genetically modified. They're organically modified.
They're
just gene spliced. That's genetics.
I love gene spliced.
No, they're not gene spliced. No. I'm thinking of the 80s.
I was thinking of Kiss.
Dom is holding on by a slender thread.
It's a slender thread.
Oh, dude. We've had a lot of good music conversations, though. Before we went out for dinner last night, we sat in this very room and instructed each other to play songs from the interwebs of artists that we like and songs that we wanted to demonstrate to other people.
Did non-musician-ish type people, I'm assuming some of those people exist in the world, and maybe not as an official category, did they do that kind of thing too, where you're like, you've got to listen to this, man? Or is it maybe their equivalent, like, oh, you've got to watch this Game of Thrones? It's, what do people, I mean, I wonder what people who don't play or sing,
yeah,
do. Do they get around with their mates and do something similar? Oh, I guess they do. Like, they work on cars or, you know, do sporty, sure, type, yeah, things. I guess that's their thing. Maybe they don't sit around and drink beer and go, hey, check this Sid Chrome tool set I've got out.
Conversation I had about sport. Yes, I don't know the answer to that, but you're probably right. Yeah. That probably is a thing. But that thing that you and I did last night with Steve, I haven't done that for
years. Oh, we just did it all the time as kids, yeah.
Years. Because when at home do we have time to just sit around and...
You don't.
Every time I say sit around and, I think of Hopelessly Devoted to You. Yeah. Just sit around and wait for you.
It's a great song.
Isn't it, though?
Great piece of music.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she
sang the... But Jesus, so out of it, good. Too. Yeah.
Oh, OMG.
Really good.
OMG. ONJ.
Yeah. Why don't we do that kind of stuff on our nights off? Is it because when you're having nights off, you just lock yourself in your little room of, I'm just going to be quiet.
Dude, I'm
just going to enjoy the non-noise.
Yeah. Look, when I'm doing... So autumn tends to be a time when I get to actually do some stuff around my house. Just gardening and, like, the wrong time of year to be doing gardening.
Will you get time to do it around my house?
Because I'm likely only doing...
Not joking.
Not answering. you know, 5 or 6 gigs a week as distinct from 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And so my time isn't... There's not such a premium kind of placed on my time, and I have the opportunity to kind of do some stuff that doesn't involve me then having to immediately, like, just clean up and go to a gig and all that sort of stuff. But I generally will try and have a day off speaking every week now. Since my last lot of vocal trouble where they said, you need to have a day of total. If you're going to do 7, 8, 9 gigs a week, one, that's ridiculous, and we're not, as humans, you're not built to do that. You're not built to sing that many songs in a day. You need a day off. So I've been trying to do that. So I reckon probably 3 times in the last 3 months I've had a day of total vocal rest. So Monday I will try to do that.
This coming Monday? Oh, no, you mean on Mondays. Mm. Yeah.
Obviously I did this week because we're on a flight at 7:15 in the morning.
Gosh. And I was listening to a podcast with Chris Stapleton. I was telling you about it yesterday, where he says that he books his tours so that he only plays Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and he has the other 4 days off a week because his voice is like, I can't sing more than that. And then I thought, like, oh, well, that must be really cool to be in a position to do that. But then again, I would prefer to be able to sing whenever I want to. And then I thought, he only has one set, a gig. And he was like, some days we do 9 sets of singing. We're idiots.
Yeah.
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 And we're also, like, you know, that's what we choose to do for our job, which is great that you get to choose that.
We've opened a can of worms and I need to go. Because my friend is about to arrive to take me out for dinner.
Well, I'm glad we were able
school
to...
School friend. High school friend.
Oh, wow.
Lives in Perth. Unless I'm mistaken, don't think I've seen her since high school.
Oh, good.
I know.
Well, how do you know it's her?
Webster's Dictionary defines IUD as hope springs internal.
Oh, good. Hey, this is a short podcast, so we'll be back next week with a longer one.
Yeah.
I think we should try and next week do it from my house.
Okay.
In the evening Okay. And live stream it.
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Yep, great. I'm up. Oh, next week.
Next Monday, you know, the day you won't talk.
Okay. Steve, if you listen to this, thanks for having us, mate.
Yeah, man.
You're generous and lovely host, and your dog is magnificent.
So big, she can't fit in this room.
Gonna post a picture of Hunter. Hunter S. Dog.
Cool. All right. See ya. Bye.
Well done, you.
Well done, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Be you later.
Happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fire up?
Yeah.
Rock it on.
What do you mean? Fire up. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Am I not fired?
Bye.